Congratulations. By this time, you should have successfully gone through the first four dance steps in Let's Disco, and you're now ready to put them to music. Just to give you an idea of how this record is put together, we've set up the instructions in four sections. The walking steps and four-beat turn, the touch steps and the two-beat turn, the camel walk and camel walk kick, and finally the triple or syncopated steps. We'll take each of these steps individually, talking you through them slowly at first, then to a normal four-beat count, and finally to the music. Be sure to keep the book handy in case you have problems. One additional word of advice. You have to listen closely, or you can easily get behind when listening to this record. If that happens, simply go back to the beginning of the cut and start over. With some patience and a little practice, we'll soon have you disco dancing with the best. So let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun. Good luck. First step we'll go through is one you've done all your life, the walking step. It's done by simply walking in place. Let's try it slowly. Stand with your weight on both feet. Shift your weight to the right foot. At the same time, take a step in place with the left. Now shift your weight to the left foot and take a step in place with your right. Shift your weight back again to the right and step in place with your left. Shift to the left, step in place with your right. Now that you've got the idea of shifting your weight and stepping with your other foot at the same time, let's try this step a bit faster. Just relax and take an easy four-count walk in place. We'll do the step four times straight through so you'll get a little practice with it. Ready, set, and begin. Right, left, right, left. Right, left, right, left. Terrific! Now that you've got the step down, let's try moving forward and backward with it. Starting with the left foot, I'll count it for you like this. Forward step, left, right, left, together. On the count together, which is beat four in the book, notice that your feet meet together side by side. This is so you can perform the walking steps backwards, starting with your left foot again. So let's move backward now. Starting with the left, step back left, back with the right, back with the left, and together with the right. Okay, let's try the walking steps forward and backward to the music. Remember, it's four counts up and four back. Starting with your left foot. Ready, set, and begin. Forward, two, three, together. Back, two, three, together. Forward, two, three, together. Back, two, three, together. Forward, two, three, together. Back, two, three, together. Now let's try a four-beat turn. A four-beat turn is done with the same basic step pattern as the walking step forward, but instead of walking in a straight line, you're now going to walk around in a full circle to the left. Let's try it slowly. Standing with your feet together, step out to the left with your left foot, then around with the right, around with the left, and together with the right. You should now be back to the same place you started from, facing the same way with your feet side by side. I'll count the four-beat turn to you like this. Turn, two, three, together. Let's try a couple of turns slowly again, okay? Ready, set, and begin. Turn, two, three, together. Turn, two, three, together. Turn, two, three, together. Great. Now that you've learned and practiced the walking steps and the four-beat turn, we're ready to put them together and try a little freestyle routine. Let's walk through it slowly at first. We'll start out with the four walking steps in place, four forward, four backward, and into a four-beat turn to the left. We'll count it like this. In place. One, two, three, four. Forward, two, three, four. Back, two, three, four. And then the four-beat turn, and turn, two, three, four. Okay, let's walk through it. Ready, set, and begin. In place, two, three, four. Up, two, three, four. And back, two, three, four. And turn, two, three, four. Terrific. By putting these steps together and learning them in this fashion, you'll see how easy it is to move smoothly from one freestyle step to another. This is also good practice to prepare you for the line dances in the second section of the book. Now we'll bring up the music for you to practice your routine to. Practice it until you're doing it without thinking. Just relax and let go. I'll count it out for you four times through, and then you're on your own. Ready, set, and begin. In place, two, three, four, and up, two, three, four, and back, two, three, four, and turn, two, three, four. In place, two, three, four, and up, two, three, four, back, two, three, four, and turn, two, three, four. Place, two, three, four, and up, two, three, four, and back, two, three, four, and turn, two, three, four. In place, two, three, four, up, two, three, four. We're now going to progress to some steps which are a bit more difficult. We'll start with the touch steps. Let's try the forward touch steps first and review them slowly. Start with your feet together and your weight on both feet. On the first beat, shift your weight to the right foot and at the same time move your left foot out in front and touch it lightly to the floor. On the second beat, bring it back together with the right. Now try it with the other foot. Shift your weight to the left foot and touch your right foot out in front of you and bring it back to meet the left. Okay, that's all there is to it. Let's try it a little faster this time. I'll count it for you like this. Touch left together and right together and left together and right together. Okay, here we go. Ready, set, and begin. Touch left together and right together and left together and right together and left together and right together and left together and right together. Very good. Remember, there is no weight transfer on the touch step. Simply touch your toe lightly to the floor with your weight remaining on the other foot. The side touch and the back touch are very much the same as the front touch steps. Let's try the side touch steps. I'll count them for you like this. Side left together and right together and left together and right together. Let's try it. Ready, set, and begin. Side left together and right together. Side left together and right together. Okay, now let's try the back touch steps. I'll count them for you like this. Back left together and right together and left together and right together. Okay, let's try it. Ready, set, and begin. Back left together and right together and left together and right together. That's it. You're catching on. Now let's try all three touch steps to the music. I'll count them as up, together, side, together, back, together. Okay? Here comes the music. Ready, set, and begin. Up, together, side, together, back, together. 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 Now that we've gone through the touch steps, we'll move on to the two-beat turn, which is simply turning one full revolution to two beats of music. There's only two steps involved. You'll be stepping out with your left foot and pivoting all the way around and back together with the right to the starting position. Make sure to swing your arms to gain momentum to turn you all the way around in a complete circle. Also, be sure to raise your heel up off the floor so you're turning on the ball of your foot. I'll count it for you like this. Step left, around and together with the right. Step left, around and together with the right. Okay, let's try it. Stand with your feet together. Ready, set, and begin. Step left, around and together with the right. Again, step left, around and together with the right. One more. Step left, around and together with the right. Now that you know how to perform all three touch steps and the two-beat turn, let's put them together in another freestyle routine. We'll begin with the touch steps forward, starting with the left foot. I'll count the sequence for you like this. Touch left, touch right, touch left, touch right. Now the side touch step, starting with the left again. Touch left side, right side, right side. Okay, end to the back touch. Back left, back right, back left, back right. And now the two-beat turn. Step left, around, and together with the right. Okay, you're ready to try it to music. I'll count you through it briefly, and then you'll have a couple of minutes of music to practice to. Remember, it's front touch steps, side touch steps, back touch steps, and a two-beat turn. Ready, set, and begin. Up, together. Side, together, back, together, and turn around. Up, together, side, together, back, together, and turn around. Up, together, side, together, back, together, and turn around. Up, together, side, together, side, together. If you can perform all the steps we've gone over up to this point without difficulty, you're ready to move on. If you're still having some problems, please go back to the beginning of the record and go through it again. Now let's move on to the camel walk. This four-beat step is performed by shifting your weight onto your right foot. At the same time, move your left foot out in front of you about 6 inches using an action similar to stubbing your toe. On the second beat, bring your left foot back and quickly shift your right out in front and stub it in the same manner. Count it like this. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Remember, the foot has to be stubbed out and returned to one beat of music. Let's try it a bit faster. Ready, set, and begin. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. This step takes time and patience to master, so if you're having trouble with it, don't be discouraged. All it takes is a little practice. Let's try it to the music just to get the feeling of what it's like to do a four-beat count. Here comes the music. I'll count you through it 4 times, and then you're on your own. Ready, set, and begin. Stub left, right, left, right. 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 Now that you understand the basic camel walk step, you're ready to learn the camel walk step kick. The only difference between the basic camel walk and the camel walk step kick is that instead of stubbing the foot and bringing it back, you'll stub the foot, kick it out, and bring it back. You'll count this step as 1, 2. Stubbing the foot on 1, kicking out and returning it on 2. Let's walk through it slowly. Start with your weight on both feet. Ready? Stub with the left, kick and return. Stub with the right, kick and return. Stub with the left, kick and return. Stub with the right, kick and return. Now let's try it a little faster. Starting with the left, ready, set, and begin. Stub left, kick, stub right, kick. 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 Now let's combine the basic camel walk and the camel walk kick into a fun combination similar to the one described in the instruction book. This combination takes 8 beats to complete. First, I'll talk you through it slowly. Starting with your left foot, go through the basic camel walk steps, stubbing your feet left, right, left, right. Okay, that's the first 4 beats. Now finish it with the camel walk kick step. Stub left kick, stub right kick. That brings us up to 8 beats to finish the sequence. I'll count the sequence out for you like this. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right, stub left kick, stub right kick. Okay, let's try it. Ready, set, and begin. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Stub left kick, stub right kick. Terrific! Now a little faster this time. Ready, set, and begin. Stub left, right, stub left kick, stub right kick. One more time. That's stub left, right, stub left kick, stub right kick. Okay, what do you say we try it to a couple of minutes of music? Ready, set, and begin. Stub left, right, stub left kick, stub right kick. Stub left, right, stub left kick, stub right kick. Stub left, right, stub, left, kick, stub, right, kick. Stub, left, right, stub, left, kick, stub, right, kick.
Thank you.
Now that you're able to do the quicker steps, such as the camel walk and the camel walk step kick, the syncopated step coming up should be easy for you. You're going to be taking three steps to only two beats of music. The first one we'll try is the kickball change. Stand with your weight on both feet. Start by kicking out with the left foot, then bring it back and step on it in place, and then step on the right in place. It's a kick and a step-step in place. On the step-step in place, you'll be shifting your weight from the ball of the left foot to the ball of your right foot. The step-step is counted as ball change. Try it again. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left and ball change. Try a few kickball changes while I count them out for you. Ready, set, and begin. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left and ball change. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left and ball change. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left and ball change. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left, step left, right. Kick left and ball change. The kickball change can be done with either foot. Now let's try four kickball changes with the right foot and four with the left just for practice. Start with the left foot. Ready, set, and begin. Kick, ball change, kick, ball change. Kick, ball change, kick, ball change. And with the right. Ready, set, and begin. Kick, ball change, kick, ball change. Kick, ball change, kick, ball change. Very good. Okay, if you're having any trouble with the kick, ball change up to this point, please put your needle back to the beginning of this step and practice it again until you feel comfortable with it. If not, let's go ahead and practice the kick, ball change to music by starting with the right foot, then starting with the left, right, left, and so on. Okay, let's go. Ready, set, and begin. Right kick, ball change, kick, ball change, kick, ball change, kick, ball change. Left kick, ball change, kick, ball change, kick, ball change, kick, ball change. Right kick, ball change, kick, ball change, kick, ball change, kick, ball change. Left kick, ball change.
We had a fun in the playground on the tempo. Do you wanna get a funky with me? Do you wanna?
Another syncopated step is the ball change kick. It's simply the opposite of the kick ball change. You'll be taking two steps in place first and then a kick to finish. Let's try it slowly. Starting with the left foot, step left, right, and then kick left. Left, right, and kick left. Let's try a few of these with the left foot first. Ready, set, and begin. Left, right, and kick left. Left, right, and kick left. Left, right, and kick left. Now let's stop and try the right side. Ready, set, and begin. Right, left, and kick right. Right, left, and kick right. We'll count this as ball change kick. Let's try two ball change kicks with the right foot and two with the left. Ready, set, and begin. Left ball change, kick, ball change, kick. Right ball change, kick, ball change, kick. Terrific! Let's put on some more music and try a few ball change kicks. Okay? Here comes the music. Start with your left first. Ready, set, and begin. Left ball change, kick, ball change, kick. Ball change, kick, ball change, kick. And right ball change, kick, ball change, kick. Ball change, kick, ball change, kick.
Ball change, kick.
The next step, also a syncopated step, is called the samba by most people dancing today. The samba is similar to the back touch step we went through in cut two. The difference being that weight is placed on the rear foot rather than just touching it. All right, let's go through the movement slowly. Beginning with the left foot, step to the left, placing your weight on it. Then swing your right foot in back of the left, quickly shifting your weight to your right. Next, rock your weight forward onto your left foot again, and step up with the right back to the starting position. From this position, you're ready to repeat the sequence by swinging your left foot back and shifting your weight to it, then rocking forward onto your right and back together with the left. Putting these left and right movements together, I'll count the steps as left, right, left, right, left, right. Okay, let's walk through it a little faster. Remember, you're doing three steps to two beats of music. Ready, set, and begin. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Left, right, left, right, left, right. If you're having problems, please look at your book and then go back to the beginning of this section. This step is not a particularly easy one, but have patience and you'll get it. Okay? If you feel comfortable with this step, let's try it together with the music. Here comes the music. Feel the beat? Ready, set, and begin. Left, right, left, right, left, right. 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 You've now completed the instructional portion of this record. Please flip the record over, put the music on, and practice what you've learned. Go through the various steps and sequences, combining as many of them as you can. In freestyle disco dancing, the combination of steps are unlimited. Just use your imagination and do what feels good. Remember that it will be difficult to proceed any further in the book until you've mastered these fundamental steps. If you can perform all of these steps, it will make new steps much easier to master. So, turn the record over and let's disco!